This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, Hootie.
Look out.
God, do you have
Spooky
the capabilities
Hootie.
Right now? Oh, hold on a minute. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning. Do you have the capabilities to slow down the pitch of the Hootie laugh?
I can't do it right now. I would have to do it for later.
That would be haunting.
We could try to do it live. I thought I had a slow pitch laugh somewhere. Let me see if I got.
Tell me a scarier song. Like, tell me. I'm waiting. Just like this right here.
Doom and gloom.
I mean, Exorcist is pretty, like, that theme.
Oh, yeah.
Scary.
Tubular Bells. That's just definitely.
What if you're a high school? I think this was the Wade Hampton pep rally song when
like
I was there
to your
playing
funeral.
Football.
And
yeah.
Here's the football team.
Here we are.
0-6.
Trying to bust through the big paper sign.
I used
a bedspread on us one time. We couldn't get through it. No, I'm just kidding.
Cheerleaders worked on those damn things all week.
Well, what's going on here? I've never heard this part. Sounds like some Native Americans.
Well, I don't know. Is this part where John Cena comes out?
He wasn't in the movie.
Oh. Maybe he was. And you just never knew. Because you couldn't see him.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
That just sounds like the part in this theme.
Yeah.
What?
It sounds like he's getting ready to.
I think I hear something.
Oh. Oh, there we go. More horn. Thank you.
Why is everybody laughing?
Listen to this right here. This is
creepy. I have been.
There's people. You suck it. There's people.
Where are we gonna go?
Happy birthday. There's happy people birthday. That claim that they've seen ghosts. I never have had the opportunity. I've felt weird around things and hair on the back of my neck and the palm of my hand stand up. I've noticed that where something's just off. But never has the world said, yes, that's a ghost. We caught it. We will say now that, yes, that's a... We won't call it a UFO. What do we call it?
UAV. Still...
No, that's the Emirates. What do we call it? A UF... No. QAnon, no?
It's two of the same letters,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's a... Let's see.
It's not UFO.
What is it?
It's not UAO, is it?
I don't know. That's Tony AO. You're thinking of...
Oh, you're thinking of Guerrilla Unit.
AOP. No?
No.
That's Authors of Pain. I don't know. Whatever.
It's got to be a way of...
Whatever the thing is called.
I'm going to find
UAP. I was right.
What is it? No. Yes. Are you sure?
Yeah, unidentified aerial phenomenon.
That's stupid.
Well, you thought it started with an F. Phenomenon starts with a P. Nevertheless, well, the government will now say, yeah, we can identify that. But no one has said, yes, that's a ghost. And you know what? Smart on them. This is good marketing right here.
What's controversial to tell people you've seen a ghost?
Well, yeah. You know, actually, it's not anymore because... Used to, the reason people wouldn't do it is we still had asylums where, you know, if you were not a pleasant person, they were looking for a reason to get rid of you anyway. So if you said, oh, I saw a ghost, they're going to say, all right, lock them up, kids. Or lock, you know, throw away
awful.
The key kind of thing. But now, the way people, a lot of people don't seem to care about mental illness, they'd be like, oh, okay, sure you did, whatever.
Yeah, there are a lot of people, I guess, that are interested in it now, ghost stories.
Well,
because they watch the programs, shows, some will call them.
The great ghost search is going on right now. If you've got footage of an actual ghost,
Not an orb, right? Just like an actual.
Not an orb. Not a, what's the other thing that they would talk on Ghost Hunters?
Oh, dang it. Paige was in that world.
EVP?
Yes.
Sound?
Yes. Are you male or female? I remember that ghost trip.
Are you here with us?
Ring Doorbell says they'll give you $100,000 if you can produce the video showing a real ghost.
What? How would you verify it, though?
I don't know how they're going to verify it. That's just what they're saying. That if you can get a doorbell or get a, well, it's got to be on a Ring doorbell, first off, which that doesn't just, it's got to be on a Ring device. Like, I got several that are not on the doorbell. I'm not going to tell you where they are. One of them looks like a birdhouse. Uh-huh, there's a clue.
They're going to get fleeced.
It's actually a house with a finger sticking up. It's not what you think. It's a different kind of birdhouse. Yes, it's different.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
What if, all right, look, they got to get technical with it because somebody's going to be, you know, a joker, and they're actually going to dress up like a ghost, like, you know, in a sheet or whatever.
Yeah,
and they'll wiggle across the camera, and technically, you know, you've seen a ghost.
Nope. It's got to be, look, I don't know how they're going to verify it, but here's the thing. That's too low.
$100,000?
To say yes. You're telling me that if there was real documented footage, like there was footage that sold the other day of the other shot of the JFK assassination.
Yeah, he was a trucker.
It went for like $300,000 or something.
It was 6 seconds, right? He was on an 8mm.
Yeah, it was... It didn't show anything. It was just like, oh, the different perspective you never saw. So that went for $300,000. If we finally have proof that there is a ghost caught on film,
that's huge.
Only under, I will up it right now to $105,000. Get the footage.
Oh.
$105,000. Ring doorbell, at Ring doorbell. This is not a promotional ad for them. I am a client, but I'm not a partner. But come on, it's worth more than $100,000. That's insane. I'm going 105K.
Has there really not been any footage? I was thinking at this point, there's got to be some somewhere.
But what is it? Like with Bigfoot, I know that one's been claimed, but everybody had that one. Like Jerry West is Logo Man NBA.
Yep.
That Bigfoot film, which again, later the dudes, two old hunter dudes said, yeah, we faked it, but nevertheless, that became the logo for Bigfoot. Literally, that's what we drew it from. Coca-Cola designed Santa Claus, what we identify as Santa Claus, the red suit and everything. So it all comes from something. But there's not a video where everyone said, oh, yeah, that was a ghost.
And especially not on a ring, not yet.
Well, I mine doesn't have to be on a ring, but it needs to be verified by this guy used to work for Roto-Rooter. They go and do post filming now.
Not the crazy headed guy from Ancient Aliens.
No.
You have to look at it.
No. God, I used to remember his name and now I don't.
I can see his face. Er, holding his hands out. Er.
He like had a crush on Eric Von Daniken for sure. that's the guy who wrote the book. My dad had that book way back when. That's probably where I get all this from. It's called Chariots of the Gods. But anyway, $105,000. So we'll do this like an auction. Where you at, yeah. Getty Images?
Come on.
Like Elon Musk, he'll put $1 billion on it by the end of the day.
I don't know if
That's true. He's having to buy mansions every other week.
I thought he was going to stop putting bounties on things, but I guess not.
Drew, what he's doing? He bought a community where he's building, or he's already built mansions on there for all of his different families.
I thought you were going to say buying boats for Trump.
You want some Alta Lift? Shut up.
That would get rile you up a little.
How dare you?
Poke the bear.
No.
I can't say I wouldn't vote for him for $1 million. I'm going to be straight up honest with you.
He wouldn't. He wants all of his kids to live nearby each other.
Well, look, you know, that's the way it was. These big compounds, big pieces of land.
Yeah.
A house here, a house there.
Just reminds me of the guy down at Myrtle Beach with Animal Farm. That guy.
Well, Doc Annell?
Yeah.
Kevin
like
Annell?
He's kind of got that way, like harems.
Vagabond Annell? Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah.
All the girls that went to work for him, they got boob implants and they got to live on campus.
Yeah.
And they were
I'm just thinking it's like it's like daffodils with a boob in it. No. Not boob implants.
Do you remember what they said one of their ideas was going to be a tiger themed strip club? Like tigers in the club?
Oh, yeah.
That's horrible.
On campus?
Yeah. Well, that would have worked in Clemson, but not down there. It wouldn't. Down there, you got to put a mermaid in the damn seafood buffet to get people to come in.
I don't know if it worked back in the day. It was pretty rough, old Tiger Tails.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, Lord.
It definitely wasn't the first option.
The thing, those two cities are the same cities. It's just ridiculous.
What if you left Tiger Tails? Are you going to go up the road to Seneca and go to the club? The other one?
Nope.
The blanky blanky?
No. Not going to do it.
If I'm going that far, I'm going to get a pizza and turn around.
I know what you're talking about now. I'll tell you where we're going next. We're going into Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries. It's already kind of been spooky already. This one right here, I want you to, if you can, when you hear it, I want you to close your eyes. But if you're driving, don't do it. They don't recommend it.
Don't text either.
But if you're able to just close, I want you to hear this and put yourself in the position of these people and be like, you know, you'd freak out if this happened.
God, that was all this was a good setup. That's going to come up. There's some good spooky stuff going on.
The movie Stand By Me was in theaters. The number one song in the country was Stuck With You by Huey Lewis and the News.
Oh, that's a good one.
Tell you about that day and what would you do if it happened right after this. Good morning,
everyone. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Everybody.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show. Is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
In 2004 at 5:10 a.m., a UFO was spotted over Easley, South Carolina. Easley 911 was flooded with one call. The one guy who saw it has committed at least 15 minutes per week to look outside of what the media reports, to read between the lines. Is that his huge bushy beard or the true location of Area 51?
He said bushy.
It's now time for Matt Mann's Conspiracy Mysteries.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
Someone actually shared this with me and I dove into it. I was into this one longer than 15 minutes. I was intrigued by this. Some would say intrigued.
Dummies would.
Yeah, they would.
Stupid dumb SH people.
They are. Well, remember, we're calling them ass horses now.
Oh, yeah, because Leo Darkbar.
Yep, that's totally acceptable.
Paige's horse growing up.
Yep.
He was mean.
Leo Darkbar. It was.
He's beautiful. But
I thought it was, you named him after a basketball player, but that was Lars Nootbaar.
I didn't name him. He was already named when I got there.
Did you ever think about wanting to change the horse's name?
Yes.
He's done named.
What were you going to change it to?
Black Hole.
Black Hole? What?
Jesus. Hang on a second. I think we'll stick with
Black Hole Sun, like Soundgarden.
That song wasn't out then.
What?
Horsey? I thought you were going to say Horsey.
Mr. Like, Ed. Horsey, Horsey. I was going to change it to Mr. Ed.
You imagine if that was freaking Lone Ranger's dog. Hi, old Black Hole, away.
God, you name animals like my mom names cats.
What, just like Kaiser Soze, just looking around the room?
Well, she had a cat named Orange Boy. Guess what color he was? She had a cat named Clemson Tiger. He was orange. She also had a cat she called Tupaw, even though he had four paws.
Why'd she call him Tupaw?
I guess he had like an extra thumb on his paw.
He wore a bandana backwards.
Yeah, street cred.
Shoot him up. Like, wow. Orange Boy.
I dedicate this conspiracy mystery to the horse formerly known as Black Hole. Horse Darkbar.
It was like Black Stallion.
Did you name him after Skandar Akbar, the wrestling manager?
I'm sure she did.
You know, since I only spent summers there.
Is your horse involved in the Iran Contra hearing by chance?
Probably.
After the weapons, they started.
Leo was a pimp.
Sorry, he'd wear one of those vests.
Do they have livestock in the Middle East? I'm going to look into that.
Yes.
I don't think they do.
Well, they have milk. I mean, yes, of course.
How would a cow survive?
I assume. I mean, when I think about it, I only see camels in my head, but.
I bet there are no cows in Las Vegas or Nevada, at least. There's no grass.
No hamburgers there? I think you're wrong.
You can't graze on mud and dirt.
Well, I bet there's grasshoppers there. Look that one up. That'll be my next conspiracy mystery. Ronald Reagan was president.
Ronnie.
Nearly 35% of all Americans were watching The Cosby Show. It had the highest rating, 34.9 Nielsen.
They're all complicit then.
The movie Stand By Me was in theaters. The number one song in the country was Stuck With You by Huey Lewis and the News. The year was 1986. And Americans were all going on vacations. It didn't matter how much money you made for some reason, credit cards. The economy was doing really well. But guess where people didn't want to go? And I've been there and I know why. Cleveland, Ohio.
Oh.
This is pre-Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. There was nothing. What are you going to do? What are you going to do in Cleveland? Tell me. They say it rocks. Bull crap. The roads suck and the food is not worth a lick. No taste.
I'm sure Cleveland Rocks is about Cleveland, Tennessee, not Ohio.
Probably. So Cleveland decided to do something. They were going to go on a big publicity stunt that would also double as a fundraiser for the United Way. The idea? Release 2 million balloons into the sky and set a world record in the process. And what? This was supposed to be fun. A moment where the city could be proud. That would make headlines and give the city a little boost in economy.
You mean literally 2 million balloons?
2 million balloons in all colors. All colors.
I bet that was beautiful.
Yeah.
Who the hell's going to blow them up?
Well, they had volunteers.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
And as the fundraiser, they had local children's go around and sell. For $1, you'd get 2 balloons in your name. Not that they'd literally put your name in the balloon, but you know what I'm saying. Look at that. That's a lot of money that was raised. And then they also had 100,000 volunteers, and they literally just got a T-shirt for doing this.
Oh, I got to do the math. Hang on. Because that's who's blowing them up, right? The 100,000?
Well, they blew them up with helium, though. But, I mean, think about the manpower or... They said a lot of these were high school kids, which back then they were just like, I just want to be famous. I want to get out of this one horse town. I just want to be on TV. I mean, Cleveland's a big city, but nevertheless.
I saw that's only 10 balloons per person. Get that calculator.
But they're using their helium because they're going to release them. If we just blew up balloons with our mouths and let go of them, they're,
Yeah.
It's going to sound like an old person farting when you let go of it.
Would it not fly as high?
Well, I guess it's not part of it. That's part of this. Usually when you release a helium-filled balloon outdoors, it'll float up for a while and deflate eventually before coming back down. A lot of times it will float all the way to where it will just disintegrate. But with Balloon Fest, things didn't go that way. Cleveland's balloons hit a weather front of cool air and rain almost immediately when they were released.
Oh, they didn't plan ahead for that?
Sent them right back down over Cleveland, all over Northeast Ohio, while still inflated. So balloons ended up everywhere. Think about this. They originally were going to do 2 million. Because of time restraints and all this rigmarole, they only did 1.5 million, which is still, think about 1.5 million balloons. But yet they went up and then they just went down. Or some were just barely hovering over the ground. Like, that's freaky, right? 1.5 million of them floating off the ground, clogging up roads, killing wildlife. I'll get into some of that in a minute. And the chemicals on the balloons that we don't think about this stuff now. The chemicals on the balloons with the printing on there actually poisoned some of the local water supplies because they went back down into it.
That's crazy.
These things were even washing ashore on the Canadian side of Lake Erie, which is 50 miles away, days later, causing pollution with Canada. We almost went to war with Canada over this, maybe.
So you would have had to have, like, I imagine usually when you blow up balloons for a party, you like keep them in a bag, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wait, how do you would have to do this the day of.
They had been working on it for months. They put these big arches together, like these big, huge bags, but they were stories upon stories tall. And they kept them in an airport hangar, and then they brought them out there, and then, you know, going to do the release. This was a mess.
Jesus.
Burke Lakefront Airport even had to shut down their runway because so many balloons were landing there. Pilots couldn't see the runways.
Thank God.
Hundreds
what a mess.
Of traffic accidents were reported, too, with drivers saying they were swerving to dodge clusters of balloons or were distracted
what?
By the sight overhead. So, again, if you're driving, certainly not. But if you can think about it without closing your eyes or whatever, imagine you're going down the road right now, and this was 86, so you didn't have that immediate cell phone interaction knowing no. of all current things.
No GPS.
All of a sudden, you see balloons all over the place, and they're floating above the ground, some of them, and they're everywhere. Like, I would freak the crap out, man.
But you know it's a balloon. Wouldn't you just drive over it? Like, it's going to pop.
So you just see 1.5 million balloons just laying everywhere. You're just going to, like, you're not going to.
It would be a sight for sure, but.
You would like, slow down and kind of pull over yes. and say, what the hell is going on here? I would think aliens were balloons or, yeah. like, China was invading. Like, don't breathe in whatever's in that balloon.
Well, you know what? We saw how we reacted with that weather balloon.
Right.
Nobody knew how big it was.
Did anyone die as a result of this? Like, people?
Sadly,
yes. Tragedy hit when two fishermen, Raymond and Bernard, they were reported missing by their families on the day of the event. Their boat was spotted anchored nearby, but the Coast Guard had serious trouble reaching it. Why? Because the balloons on the lake made it look like an asteroid field on the water, so they couldn't tell if anyone was even floating on the lake because all the balloons obscured their view from the helicopters.
Yeah, that part's awful. No sonar.
Hundreds of thousands of balloons all over the water. So 2 days they searched, could not find them. Tragically, several days later, the men's bodies washed ashore. And one of the fishermen's wives actually sued United Way and sued them for $3.2 million.
There goes that money.
Right, exactly. They lost their butt on this. But did they get credit for the record?
They had to, because I was going to ask, has anybody else tried to break it or set it?
The following year, the Guinness Book of World Records, in fact, recognized Cleveland's Balloon Fest as the world's largest mass balloon release with exactly 1.4, I don't know how to say this, 1.4, how would I say this? $1 million plus $429,000. $1.429 million. What? $1,429,643. There we go. Balloons went up that day.
That's going to stand because they won't let you do that now.
Guess what? Exactly right. Who's got that record now? No one. Because Guinness doesn't track balloon releases anymore. And I wonder why.
Well, I didn't think they let you do them. Like at football games, do they still do it?
They don't really. I don't know about that. I'm just saying Guinness doesn't follow it anymore.
Well, people die because they can't see. I see that.
I think they're lucky only two people died.
It's got to be more, right? They just didn't know.
Well, they said that there was. I looked all this up. There was rumors that a lot of livestock died because they were eating the balloons.
Oh, gosh.
There was some horse that, like, went ape crap and, like, started kicking around and beat the hell out of some people.
Because of balloons.
Yeah, but like there was like a ton. Like think about all the drainage areas. They got just water balloons. Balloons went in and just like clogged them up. Like this was the dumbest thing ever. Stupid.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense why they even did it.
For charity. Like even if the balloons went up, did they not like? I never really thought about this. I kind of have. I think about it with fireworks. Like when you're shooting up a firework, you're literally just shooting them into your neighbor's yard, essentially.
They're trying to.
Or at least a block or two over, because they're going somewhere. But with balloons for charity, and 1.5 million of them.
That's way too many.
Like, where's that all going to go? Of course it's going to go somewhere and be a mess. That's just dumb.
So are you thinking maybe a few days later there's just still some that hadn't popped yet? It's like, I wonder how long they lasted, some of them.
Well, that's what I was saying. They found them on the Canadian side of Lake Erie like days later. Goodness. I know. You imagine? They didn't. They had some kind of army and decided to go to war with us.
We're sorry, but we got to fight you.
Ooh, sorry. You got balloons on our lake.
It's kind of cumbersome if you see all that. I mean, how do you pick it up?
I can't believe I didn't know about it. That's interesting.
I think it's like a Stephen King thing. Like if you just, or maybe not a Stephen King, but like an M. Night Shyamalan movie. Like you're driving down the road and all these balloons just appear. I'm thinking clowns are going to appear, which would freak me out.
Yeah, but it's something so beautiful but yet devious at the same time.
Yeah, but it's for the United Way.
That everybody's looking at these things.
Who ended up losing $4.7 million on the bit.
Up in the sky, and then they cover and kill people.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Balloon Fest. There's actually a 30-minute documentary that's on YouTube if you get bored or want to.
Oh, yeah, I want to watch that.
Just to see what this looked like. It looked like a big monster was attacking this building in Cleveland because they would not float. I mean, it was absurd. So check that out. And if you got a conspiracy mystery for me, hit me up at O-Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W. Thank you. Paige was up in the flex.
Oh, we got an election coming.
Oh, do we?
Yeah. And who do you think should be allowed to vote? We'll get into that story next in your Rise Guys headlines.
That's actually one of the questions of where I'm voting. I saw it last night. I was like, wow.
I thought you already voted.
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably do it today. Oh. I might do it today.
I'll tell you one. You have to go. Okay, you got to go.
Yeah, You know, I was thinking about what you said. It's probably better to not wait around on Tuesday and wait in that long line.
No, I mean, it's not. It's like, you know, Christmas is coming. You go out on Christmas Eve or you go Christmas morning to go do it. Like, you knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Save yourself some trouble and put it in hands. Do not put it in the mail if you can help it.
Don't wait.
All right. Headlines with the Queen of Hoo-Ha's next. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com.
Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys headlines.
Good morning, everyone. Well, Election Day is vastly approaching.
You are.
And did you know that there's a study out there that found that 20% of people think kids of all ages should be allowed to vote? Should that happen?
Jesus Christ.
You shouldn't get the vote it shouldn't be a right.
What do you mean it shouldn't be a right?
Like we said before.
Birthright?
Yeah, like you should have to take a test. Just like with a driver's license, you got to take a test. And we took the test in here. I don't know if we passed it, but it was like a civics test to see if you could vote.
We did.
Didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. But I mean, on the same regards, are you going to test people when they hit a certain age to see if they still have their faculties about them?
Maybe you should. I was researching last night because, you know, I don't know everybody on the ballot. And I'm like, you know what?
Look at you educating yourself.
But I've always done that.
What, vote straight ticket?
No. Like, there's a lot of people that are unopposed.
Yeah.
You don't have to vote for them if they're unopposed.
Right.
You can undervote.
You can write in somebody else.
You shouldn't have a party. That's what you should really do. Just look at everybody and just, you got to really pro and con it. And just go that way.
I vote gangster party. Because that's all it is. Ain't none but a gangster party.
Well, with every election, there's always the plan to get the vote out. Get out the vote. Encourage everyone to let their voices be
heard.
Been
told I don't get that. To vote or die. We've been told to
rock the vote.
Rock it.
Why do you care if other people vote? That's more people you get to argue with. Like, I'm not going to encourage you to go vote because I don't care if you do or not.
Because the Electoral College.
You might vote for somebody I don't want you to.
That's, you know what?
And I will not like that.
Somebody that doesn't vote, say, hey, if you were going to vote, who would you vote for? And if they go with the opposing side, say, yeah, you shouldn't. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. You have priors. You might not. It might be a sting operation. You shouldn't go in there.
So
God, can they do that? If you, that would be awful. If you had like warrants and you go in and scan your thing, and then they're like, "Hey, wait a minute, They hit the little button under the voter's booth. They alert the cops.
I don't know, but I know sometime during events, like, the cops will tell you, look, this ain't a warrant check.
Right.
Come out and donate or whatever, and we're not going to arrest you.
Not like the 90s where they would do those car giveaways at the airport hangars.
People were dumb enough to go.
If they had warrants, they'd show up with the key. Oh, let me try it. All right, put your hands behind your back.
Sir, I need to turn around.
I'm John Quinones. What would you do if you just got arrested, thinking you were going to win a car?
What would you do if you had anything in your pockets that would stick a book and hurt him?
So
I'd hurt him and poke him.
According to this this new study on voting, 20% of Americans think that kids of all ages should be allowed to vote. But are they mature enough to vote and know what they're voting for?
No. That's why when you did it in school, it was just what your parents did.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't get me going on that. I mean, come on. They're asking them in eighth grade now what they want to do for a living. And also, what sex are you?
Yeah, whoever thought that would be a question.
A big question, how people identify. Well, 13% of people support giving parents one additional vote for each child they have who is a minor. Which, to me, that seems very convoluted.
Get that black lung.
And interestingly enough, these percentages are virtually the same between conservatives and liberals, although people 65 years old or older they're not as hot as on teens voting as the rest of the country, because maybe they think that they're not mature enough to make a logical decision.
That's why I'm surprised both sides aren't trying to stop the absentee, or at least heavily regulate this absentee ballot process. I knew somebody that uses one of those ballot boxes because they don't live anywhere near here. And there's a picture of them dropping it off. I'm like, it's just out in the open. And they put it.
And that's the other thing, too. I did want to say this from yesterday. With the boxes in Portland and not Seattle, but somewhere near Seattle.
Yeah,
that were that way. Set on fire or whatever. That's anarchy. Like, you're an anarchist. You're not on one side or the other because you don't know who the hell those people voted for. You are just trying to.
And those are votes lost, too, if they're damaged, because you don't know if yours was.
Like, you know, I was that's an infidel. I mean, that's.
You feel like an outside operator?
Hell yes. Or someone within that's trying to just blow up the infrastructure.
Oh, it could be a sovereign citizen, that whole stupid thing.
Yeah, send them people to Gitmo. Not Gitmo people, but like Gitmo the place.
Gitmo people.
They closed it, right? They'd just be standing.
Well, let's bring it back. Tis the season. January 1st, bring it back.
So on the other side of this, 35% of people think that the minimum voting age for the national election should be raised to 21 instead of 18.
I think most things should probably start at 21. That it don't sound like a lot with you kids, but 3 years at that age is, I mean, you learn a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Well, you can drive at 16. Why can't you vote?
You shouldn't be able to do that either.
Well,
you operate in a thousands of pounds of vehicle. It's essentially a big weapon.
Join the military at 18, too.
Yeah.
But you can't smoke for 3 years.
That should be bumped up.
Drink. Can you still, you have to be 21 to buy dirty magazines? Or is it 18 still?
I don't know. I felt like all they got bumped up to 21.
Everything?
Tobacco definitely did.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever bought a dirty magazine.
Really?
Well, if you're on the cover, you get it for free.
You never bought, like, you know, Meat of the Week or Playgirl.
Hursler?
No.
Hursler.
I haven't. I never had the desire to buy a Playgirl.
I bought an issue of Hot Rod, but it wasn't what I was thinking.
No. I didn't know cars.
I don't even know what that is. My brother had some kind of, like...
Easy Face Riders.
Easy Rider, the biker thing. So, yeah.
He's not wanting you to pull his finger.
Well... He did that. He thought he was quite funny, but it wasn't funny at all.
No, he didn't.
Well, today is...
I was saying he was pointing at you.
It's like a little snake. It'll
give you a little thing.
Oh, okay.
We should hook up the punishment panties, and every time she's running late, just give it a little zap.
She might like it, though.
Well, I think she did. She took them home with her.
Oh, really? Well,
what was it? Did you want to wash them for me? What was I supposed to do?
I didn't say anything about washing them.
Well, I wore them.
Which, go home, put them back on, and zap herself.
I don't think so. Might just set them on fire.
She might find a way to
feel about that.
Hook them up to her bra. Try to get it going up there.
Mm-mm.
Shock those big rebars.
What the hell?
Be nice.
I'm just a monster. All right, well, on page, that's your Rice Guys headlines.
Obviously, there's a reason probably why you buy your bras at Metromont. They got a customer.
What is that?
It is a concrete place in town.
Okay, I got you.
What's up, boys?
Oh, is that
White Horse?
An over-the-shoulder boulder holder?
Oh, there you go.
I got you. That's good.
Hey, if it works, I'm all for it if it doesn't hurt my back.
It does hurt. Because, look, I'm the same situation she is up top. And you get some back issues for sure. It doesn't feel good.
Has your wife ever tried to smooch your nipples like the guy yesterday?
Oh, no. I can't.
That wouldn't be good.
I wouldn't be into it.
Yeah, me neither.
That guy, God, what a... Yeah. There are a lot of people asking about that guy.
Well,
weird.
It really was real. Like, you know, she had an issue with his chest.
Or has
She couldn't stay off it.
But he liked it. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, he did.
He just felt weird about it, but he liked it.
Or did he not like it, but he's just a big simp and don't want to say anything about it.
That's the word of the week, guys.
It really is.
Spelled with an I, not a Y. Like, those are texting in 72341, the TLCMotors.com text line. They're probably texting and driving, too.
Why do you think they call it Simpsonville? It's probably where he lives.
I thought that's where all swingers live now.
They do.
Oh, my God.
They're trying to change it to Swingersville.
Home of the upside-down pineapple.
That's it. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. More Halloween talk. Oh, we got to do the thing about my nightmare.
Oh, yeah.
Because I looked up the meaning of it. Oh, Lord. Yeah. Oh, I didn't tell you yet.
Yeah, I know. Like, I don't know.
I had an ambient dream last night.
Oh, I like that song.
I don't ever have them when I take an Ambien because I don't remember crap.
Ambos.
But I did have one last night. Yeah. We can talk about that tied in with Halloween and all that crap.
I ain't trying to get scared the whole day.
I ain't trying to.
Just so you know.
All right. It's the Rise Guys. Morning, everybody. Boo.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.